Okay, now think of you at night in your home. It's kind of late. Maybe the house is winding down. It's getting quiet. What are you most likely to do? Walk over to the fridge, go to the pantry.
Get a little munchies.
Start eating. Now, maybe you've noticed something else happens at night. You've had like half a bag of Doritos, but you just think, I still want something else.
I still want more.
You get something else. You get Oreos and you still want something else. Maybe this happens to you at night and it doesn't necessarily happen to you in the day. You can blame it on your brain.
You mean there are people who sometimes during the day they only want half a bag?
Yeah.
I don't believe
they're
that.
They're full.
I don't believe that.
It happens.
Not buying it.
Science is proving it. This is a new study from BYU. And they used an MRI. They watched people's brains because we're very familiar now with the reward center of our brains, right? And so they were looking at how our brains, that reward center, responds to food at different times of the day. And they definitely found a difference. They found that reward center in our brain, it activates much more in the morning rather than at night. Then we talked to Travis Masterson. He's the student researcher here.
In the morning, you have to get up and get energy into your body, right? You got to start eating and get your body moving and going. So it kind of makes sense that you'd have a big drive in the morning to eat foods, and specifically high calorie food, so that you have energy throughout the day.
That does make sense. We don't need that energy when we're just going to lie down and go to sleep at night. Travis Masterson also told us we need to be careful at night because we are just naturally more preoccupied with food at night. And his research finds that the same amount of food we have in the morning, if you eat it at night, you just don't feel full.
You have a lower response through in your reward pathways or the pathways related to food motivation. And it's kind of like this dampened response. So you respond normally, like still have a high response to high energy foods and a lower response to low energy foods. But it's lower than in the morning. So what we kind of speculated was that one of the reasons you might snack is that it's not as satisfying. So you're not getting the same fulfillment out of eating that food.
That's why you have to have the whole bag at night when maybe you could just get by with half.
Why do I have to have the full bag in the day? What did their study show about that?
No. And this is what they did is they had all these people and they were showing them pictures of food. And then they were monitoring their brains with the MRI. And so this is science, Jay. You can't go against it. But what we can learn from this is so we can know that our brain and our stomach, they're sending us signals about food, and then maybe we can make better decisions.
Being aware that things are affecting you is the first step into making a change or seeing how you're being influenced by your environment and by different foods or different advertisers or different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Mm-hmm. What are you trying to say?
Being aware can help you make a change. If you're aware that you just are not going to feel as full when you eat those chips at night, maybe you can talk yourself into not eating the whole bag.